This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The Granite State's real estate market is heating up. The Manchester-Nashua market was ranked among the top 20 hottest markets in the nation last month. That's according to Realtor.com. Jerome Duvall is president of the Greater Manchester-Nashua Board of Realtors. He joins Morning Edition now to talk about the rebound of the New Hampshire real estate market. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerome, I imagine you're pretty busy these days with the heart of the buying season now in full swing. What are you seeing?
You know, about a year ago, we started to see things begin to stabilize, and there was an upward trend. But this spring, despite just a devastating winter for most people, it's such a challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People came out of the gate early. Sellers came on the market early this spring to put their properties in the market, maybe because they were just beaten down by the winter and had had enough. For those retirees, those looking to downsize, this was a great time, really, for them to pull the trigger, make a decision, get off the fence, put their home on the market. So you saw some of that, but I tell you, the results were just unbelievable because anything that was priced where it should have been and in a decent neighborhood and had any qualities to offer a buyer at all were being scooped up in single-digit days.
Is this a sign, though, of some pent-up demand from years of lackluster market conditions?
I think so. I think it is. Interest rates are still highly competitive, so I think from a buyer's perspective, I think it's still very advantageous to jump in now. You know, why wait? There's always a threat of interest rates going up. I think a pent-up demand, but also, despite the fact that a number of sellers have made the decision to put their homes on the market, seeing the change in market landscape, there's still not enough sellers who are making that decision to put their properties on the market. So more buyers than sellers. And that means that the values have spiked considerably and sellers are finding immediate success with the sale of their properties.
Is inventory catching up with demand at all, you think?
Not yet. I mean, it's like, for example, the Nashua area this morning, I took a look at the updated stats. You've got 77 pending and only 49 in the market. Well, that's a bit of a problem for a buyer. In Manchester, Goffstown, Bedford area, which is quite huge, you've got 101 pending and about an equal amount active on the market. But interesting, of the ones that are pending, half of that, like say 50 or so, went under contract in single-digit days. So in less than 10 days, those properties were under contract.
So clearly it is a seller's market, but what kind of advice do you give buyers?
Well, be prepared. You know, work with an agent who is up to their noses in the business. Someone who's really experienced, who can give you really good counsel and best prepare you to be ready to pull the trigger if and when that opportunity presents itself. In this market, it's best to have an understanding. If you're buying with a partner or a spouse or a relative, you know, have details worked out so that you know what you're looking for, you know what areas you're looking at, and you pretty much are a step ahead of your competition. You're pre-approved with a really good lender. Your finances are in order, so that you can really pounce on a property if it presents itself.
Who are your typical buyers right now? Are you seeing more millennials in the market?
It's really all across the board. I think younger buyers certainly are out there. They're active. But people are making moves, you know, from now in a position to maybe sell their condo that they've been in for longer than they anticipated because of the depressed values of condos throughout Hillsborough County and the rest of the state. And now they're able to make a move. So they could be talking, you know, people that have had some experience owning a home, so to speak, in that of a condo, and now have decided it's time to own a single-family property. So they're making the move. Prices for condos have stabilized. They're starting to creep up now. That was sort of the last segment to recover. But we're seeing a lot of action and, again, lean inventory for the more desirable condo associations in Hillsborough County.
Jerome Duvall is president of the Greater Manchester-Nashua Board of Realtors. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in.